Steps 6 and 7, feedback. Feedback has always been a huge piece in what we do here at The Well. And the step 6 and 7 are kind of in keeping with that value for feedback. What we know is that unless we give our leaders feedback, then they don't have an opportunity to get better. They can't grow. We, in a sense, deprive them from the opportunity of learning maybe from their blind spots, of getting feedback from action that's been taken, from direction that's been taken, etc. So one of the things we'd love is to, for you as a team member, to give the leader some feedback and decide together, how will you communicate? If communication is going to be a key for cohesion together, how is it that you're going to choose to communicate? Is it WellNet? Is it text messages? Is it email? Is it phone calls? But just being clear as to how you're going to communicate. And then how will you meet? Is there going to be a regular ongoing time for you to meet together? Is it going to be random? How will you train leaders? It'd be great for you as a team member to know from the team leader what his or her intentions are for the development for you, whether it be the guild or some other options. It's good to talk through. And then finally, is there any last 10%? That's language that we've used around here for a while. And ultimately what it means is that the first 90% of a conversation, especially a difficult one, are fairly easy to have. Depending on personality style, you can kind of work your way through it. But oftentimes it's that last 10%, that hard 10, that is the most important information for a person to hear or for a person to give. And so we really want to create a last 10% culture where on a very regular basis, we're sitting with our teams, talking through issues, and having last 10% conversations, because it's that last 10% that is going to help that leader grow. And then finally, feedback for the entire process. This storyboarding process is only as good as you think it is. And so it can be great in our minds, but if it's not helpful for you as a team member or team leader, then it's not worth the time for you to go through it or for us to craft it. And so as you finish up the process, the final piece would be for you to give the entire process feedback. Was there anything that wasn't clear? Is there anything that you didn't like about the process or maybe really liked about it, et cetera, et cetera? And please take the time to do that, because as you give us feedback, it helps us become better leaders ourselves and help continue to lead this church into some exciting next steps.